Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Public Radio. Today's topic fits into our category of editorials called Common Grounds, which addresses our collective concerns about our environment and climate change. When we first heard about the plastics management bill being introduced into the Colorado Assembly this session, we groaned. In a nutshell, House Bill 21-1162 will ban the use of single-use plastic bags and styrofoam by retail stores and food establishments. Our initial response was that 2021 doesn't seem like the right time to burden retail stores and food establishments with yet another government requirement, no matter how well-intentioned. COVID-19 has wrought too much financial and personal stress on our state's businesses, especially small businesses. Well, as it turns out, sponsors of HB 1162 have wisely written a bill that doesn't immediately go into effect. In fact, it has a staged impact. The bill prohibits single-use plastic bags after September 1, 2022. That's 18 months away, but allows the use of plastic inventory purchased prior to that time until March 31, 2023, more than 2 full years from now. The bill is modeled after successful similar bills long in effect and proven effective throughout the country. Beginning September 1 of this year, when the proposed ban would begin to go into effect, stores and food establishments could continue to offer a single-use plastic bag or a recycled paper bag to customers for a 10-cent per bag fee. After September 1, 2022, stores could furnish customers with recycled paper bags for 10 cents apiece. The fee revenues would be split 60-40 between the city or county where the establishment is located and the establishment itself. The governments can apply the money toward waste management, recycling, composting, or similar efforts, and the restaurants and stores could do what they wanted to with the money, presumably helping them to make this shift. We all know why this is necessary. It's not a secret. Plastic pollutes our oceans, our rivers and streams. It kills our fish and wildlife, and it comprises most of the trash on our landscape and our beaches. And it doesn't go away. Plastic use is greater now than ever before, and 40% of plastics are only used once. This bill will merely help nudge us to do what we know we should do already. Stock our vehicles and panniers with a few recycled bags and take them with us into stores. Still, we'd prefer that local government make such decisions on behalf of constituents. The trouble is, Colorado has a state law prohibiting local governments from imposing such bans on plastics. But numerous Colorado local governments have passed a workaround that imposes a fee on bag use, as will Denver, our biggest city, effective July 1. The last time Durangoans considered imposing a bag fee in 2013, the measure failed by a 56% to 43% margin. Single-use plastic bans enacted in other states and cities around the country have shown immediate and dramatic reduction in the use of plastic bags and in pollution, as well as reducing problems with recycling equipment caused by plastic bags and with landfill overcrowding. Plastic manufacturers and some retailers and retail groups oppose bans and fees, but others, those who own multiple outlets across the state, say they'd prefer a statewide law, which would at least make it easier to comply with. If our legislators don't pass a single-use plastics ban this year, maybe it's time for local cities in the Four Corner areas to discuss the issue again. The problem with plastics won't go away until we have the political will to make it do so. If you're interested in talking about this and other Focus 2021 issues, join me and other Durangoans for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.